Got all the soul he's old and we need. You think I'm evil? How da? Did you wait and see? Yeah, could you spell a hook's name? Capital B-A-D. You know that I carry a handle pistol, honey. Knife and razor, too. Don't you tell a hook nothing, cause it's always telling you. Yeah, you think I'm evil, people. Yeah, did you wait and see? Cause I tell you that you spell a hook's name. Capital B-A-D. You know if you see me once, honey, you know you see me again. This 2GM hookers, baby, and I'm a both of them. If you think I'm evil, people just you wait and see. Cause you spell a hook's name. Capital B-A-D. I'm telling you now, bang.
Boogies, that's the Crown Prince Boogie on the premier label, the J. McShann Sextet, vocal by Mr. Crown Prince Waterford, here on a special GM Hooker 1 Hour show. Yeah, GM Hooker back again on the airwaves. It's 106.1 on your radio, WJZ in downtown Haverhill, Massachusetts. Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio. And tonight our special is going to be, can you dig this? It's going to be cities with rhythm and blues labels where people don't associate rhythm and blues labels. Did you dig that? Yeah, we're going to do cities like that one, St. Louis, Missouri, the premier label. That was from October of 1945. And we're also going to go out, we're going to go to Cleveland later on. Cleveland, you say? Rhythm and blues record labels? Well, yeah, they had a couple. We're going to play you some on them tonight on our GM Hooker Show. And right now, we're going to jump from October 1945. We're going to go up to August of 1953. And this is a label called the Ballad Label. This is also out of St. Louis, Missouri. Ballad label owned by one Mr. Oscar Washington. Yeah, in his very, very first release, released as the Faith Douglas Trio, featured a vocal group called the Swans Quartet. And actually was reviewed in the pop section of Cashbox Magazine back on August 29th, 1953. We're going to play you a little thing called For Dreams to Come True. And in reality, Faith Douglas is one and the same, the owner of the label, Mr. Oscar Washington, who was a guitarist. This is the Faith Douglas Trio, the Swans Quartet, a very rare item, For Dreams to Come True.
Your dreams are bound to come true. It's never too late for dreams to come true, for clouds to recede from the blue. On trusting, dreaming, your dreams are bound to come true. Don't give in to fate, as some people do. Remember that love waits for you. Trusting, dreaming, your dreams are bound to come true. You'll run to his arms, you'll cry in his arms, you'll float on the clouds of his love.
Mother said I'd lose her if I ever did a bruise. My mother said I'd lose her if I ever did a bruise or should have been free. I have learned my lesson, master, baby was a blessing, should have been free. Monday morning, she left me last Saturday night. Now it's blue. Monday morning, she left me last Saturday night. Every time I hear trains blow, I get the blues, can't sleep at night. Night
train, they bring my baby back home to me. Night train. The blues she left just won't set me free. Night train.
Now I ask you, was there anyone that didn't recognize the great song Night Train? They had done on a vocal by the Swans. Yeah, they dropped the quartet. They were the Swans, the ballad label. And that there from about late 1953, early 54, if we're dating that label right, that label really driving collectors crazy on trying to get the right dates on when things came out. Yeah, but the Swans, they're doing Night Train, St. Louis, Missouri. And now we're going to go back to October of 1945. The premier label, this is Julia Lee singing with the Tommy Douglas Orchestra. Yeah, the great Julia Lee, who later on would sing with a group called Her Boyfriends. Here she is with Tommy Douglas's orchestra singing Show Me Missouri Blues. Yeah, that's St. Louis, Missouri, of course.
I'll admit New York's great, L.A. is real big. There's only one place that's got me going gay. I got those, oh, show me, Missouri blues. Cause I've been to Kansas City, that's the blues I gotta lose. That's where I had a man, he showed me his way. Ever since that happy day, that's where I wanna stay. I got those, oh, show me, Missouri blues. Cause I've been to Kansas City, that's the blues I gotta lose. Show me, show me, show me.
Jungle twilight, face of the sky.
A very beautiful song called Jungle Twilight. Those were the four notes. Excellent, excellent. Very, very rare, rare vocal group record. Yeah, and reminding you that this is WJZ 106.1 FM in the heart of Havel, Massachusetts. You are listening to the GM Hooker Show. Yeah, baby, there's just two GM Hookers in this whole wide world. And you know, after all these years, I'm still both of them. Yeah, two of me. For all of you, bringing you the GM Hooker Show this week, featuring rhythm and blues records on labels from cities where you don't expect rhythm and blues labels. Yeah, and we're doing today St. Louis and Cleveland and maybe a couple of more. We're doing the Premier label out of St. Louis and the Ballad label out of St. Louis right now. And talking about right now, I have in front of me one of the rarest records on the St. Louis-based Ballad label. Yeah, this one here is by Joe Alexander and the Cubans. And it's a vocal called Oh Maria. But there's a lot behind this record because on this particular record, well, it's supposedly, in fact, it is the very first record that was ever cut by Mr. Chuck Berry. He's playing the guitar on this particular record. Yeah, I have in front of me here a recording report dated August 13th, 1954, 1 p.m. in the afternoon. The leader and contractor of this was Mr. Faith Douglas, who, as you know, was, you know, Mr. Oscar Washington, the owner of the label who played guitar on the session. 1 Freddie Golden, who played on the session. And 1 Mr. Charles Berryn, B-E-R-R-Y-N. Who was in reality Mr. Chuck Berry. Just take that N off the end of the name and you have Berry there. And what makes you think this? Well, Chuck Berry used to record. Actually, he used to play in person around St. Louis under the name of Chuck Berryn. And here in front of me, I have a picture of a poster. The Crank Club, St. Louis, Missouri. Admission is free. And it's Chuck Berryn, B-E-R-R-Y-N, guitar and combo. This is recorded, as I said, on August 13th, 1954, and issued either late 54 or early 1955. Chuck Berry's very first record with Joe Alexander on the vocal. This is Joe Alexander and the Cubans. Very rare. Oh, Maria.
Oh, Maria. Oh, Maria. he the one who make me go. I left Trinidad a few years ago, and the shrimps and rice that I love so, I took out the boat for USA. Maria, she run me away. Oh, Maria. Oh, Maria. Oh, Maria. She the one who make me go. I tell everybody how it went. From her front door, poor, poor me, she sent. Now she calling me a good for nothing jerk. Just because me, I know work. Why she put me out to let me explain. When I work my feet and hands they pain, and me back can't stand a heavy load. Here you go, she tell me, hit the road. Oh, Maria. Oh, Maria. Oh, Maria. She the one who make me go. I've been here for a few long years and more, even by myself. A diner floor. Now you see, I be important man, but income tax, no understand. One day come a man from revenue, and he tell for me what I must do. He say, pay the taxes without fail, and if I don't, I go to jail. Now please, oh Maria, take me back, 'cause me brand can't work the income tax. They say, I no pay, I go to jail, and nobody can go my bail. Oh, Maria. Oh, Maria. Oh, Maria. She the one who make me go. Maria, I come now back to home, and I work my fingers to the bone. Before you, I swim the ocean blue. I do the thing you want me to. Oh, Maria. Oh, Maria, oh, Maria, she the one who made me go, she the one who make 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 me go.
Yeah, now I know what some of you cats are going to say out there in GM Hooker Radio Land, that, that particular record by Joe Alexander and the Cubans featuring Chuck Berry on guitar gonna actually sounded a lot like some of the Chuck Berry Latin rhythms that he cut as the B-sides of some of his rock and roll records in 1957-58 or so. That it was. Rare, rare record. Mr. Chuck Berry and a Chuck Berry, his very first recording, the Ballad Label, 1954. And again on the Ballad Label. This time, well, we're working again in what we think is early 1955, this label very hard to do a discography on. This is Lee Golden and the Tres Bien Trio, and this is the St. Louis Bounce.
Get a boat, buddy, hug, soothe the cue, shove it to no dance, business dance. Hold it tight, take it slow, steal the kiss, watch it go and snuggle up to you. Thank you.
Again, the ballad label from the fall of 1953. Those are the Swans again, and the very beautiful ballad, How Sentimental Can I Be? And now we're going back to the fall of 1945. World War II had just ended in September, and from late October, early November of that year, the premier label out of St. Louis, J. McShann's Sextet again, this time featuring the vocal of the now late great Mr. Jimmy Witherspoon. This is Shipyard Woman Blues, and there's something interesting about this particular record because I also own it by Jim Wynn and his Barbara Liebens with a vocal by Pee Wee Riley. And on that one, the song is credited as written by Pee Wee Riley. And guess what? On this record, it's credited to Jimmy Witherspoon, the exact same song. And listen to those lyrics, gals. This tells us what it was like when the guys were gone off to war and the women of the United States had to take over in the shipyards and become Rosie the Riveter. And when the men came back, well, women had to give up their jobs and go back to their housework again. These are the Shipyard Woman Blues.
Turning their back and tools. Yes, all the fifth working women, they have turned in their back and tools. But as long as they were working, well, they played all of us men fools. Some women are all right, but they are not all the same. Yeah, some women are all right, but they're not all the same. Well, the way they treat us poor men, it's a low down, dirty game. Well, a woman sure is ornery when she's making more money than a man. Yeah. Woman sure is ornery when and she's making more money than a man. Well, you take my advice and keep in the kitchen. Yes, when you wash those pots and pans.
On the rack, give us men our privileges back. Yeah, Shipyard Woman Blues, the J. McShann Sextet, vocal by the late, great Mr. Jimmy Witherspoon. That says it all about the end of World War II and the servicemen coming home. And now for our last record out of St. Louis, again on the Ballad label. Yeah, this one from late 1955, around October or November of 1955. And this one, a very interesting record. This is by Freddie Green and the Millards with the Emmett Carter Combo, and it's called You Can't Keep Love in a Broken Heart. And if you listen to the lyrics and listen to the beat, you realize that this was an answer record to both Hearts of Stone and Hearts Can Be Broken. So this is one in that whole series of Hearts of Stone. This is You Can't Keep a Love in a Broken Heart, Freddie Green and the Millards.
You can't keep love in a broken heart. It's a waste of time and a waste of tears. You can't keep faith if you stay apart. And they always say that a million years. It's true, I'm trying hard to keep loving. If you don't come back soon, how can I win? In a broken heart, on a broken heart, and again. In a broken heart,
in a broken heart,
it's the waste of time,
it's the waste of time,
and a waste of tears,
and a waste of tears.
You can't keep faith,
you can't keep faith,
if you stay apart,
if you stay apart,
when the hours sink,
when the hours sink,
like a million years,
like a million years.
It's true, I'm trying hard to keep loving. If you don't come back soon, how can I win? You can't keep loving,
you can't keep loving,
in a broken heart,
in a broken heart,
but a broken heart.
Yeah, Freddie Green and the Millards on the Ballad of Babel out of St. Louis. And let me remind you that you are listening to 106.1 FM on your radio dial. Yeah, Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio, the GM Hooker Show. And this week, a special, we are absolutely, positively playing records from those cities where Rhythm and Blues labels are kind of scarce. And we just did St. Louis, Missouri, played to the Ballad label and the Premier label. And we're now going to Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio, I hear you say. Yeah, one of my favorite labels out of Cleveland, Ohio, I say, is Triple A Records. And on the label it says the hit of the day is on Triple A. And yes, they did have a million seller. Actually, I think they leased it out or sold it before it became a million seller on Triple A. Don Howard's Oh Happy Day, which went on Essex Records back in late 52, early 53, and went way up on the charts, was originally on Triple A Records. But they had some great rhythm and blues, and here's one, the Clarence James combo. I love the piano on this one. A little thing called Blue Rum. Yeah, on Triple A. One of our hits of the day.
Friend Aladdin Bug, I want to deposit myself in your gone abode long enough to toss you the wild bop version of Chicken Little. Well, we look on the local scene where this sly cat Foxy Loxy has taken in the sights around the regular chicken yard, that is. Now he's given the chicks all the once over to size them up for the night's feeding. It is a pretty frantic digging until it comes to Chicken Little. Now, this chick is square. So square that if they rounded the doors, he couldn't get out. Well, to go on with the story, Foxy descends his limb and beats the street back to his pad, where he thinks of one so cool it would freeze Miss Claudie. Lordy, he makes it back into the hen pen and descends his steady timber. He now takes one of his handmade prefab sky pieces and dispenses with it in the direction of the chicken's crazy little mixed-up noggin. Well, the chick latches onto the wireless and spreads it about that the sky is falling. Now comes the part of the station where the feathers really fly, because these cats waste no time in cutting out of their abode. Now they all lay the lowest. That is, till Foxy happens by and the chick sets him up ahead by saying, "Daddy, the sky's falling." "Hit me again, Jackson, but skip that wild E flat. Man, this is the goneest," says the fox. "You've got to set us up to a hideout where we can lay off till this frantic bit quits." "Yeah," says the fox, "I got just the hang. It's just this side of Edel Ragasaki. Tag on." They approach the joint, case it, then the fox tells them to fall in. They do so, and you guessed it, the fox slammed the door. Then the chick starts getting wise and says, "Man, we better blow this bird when the star shower stops." Foxy decides to put them hep to the latest by telling them the sky ain't falling and to dispense with the nonsense. "Nonsense," says the chick. "Dad, you're off. It's really falling. Open the door and see." Well, the fox, playing it dumb, opens the portal. Suddenly, all the chicks make their exit and the fox is left floored. Sadly, he says, "Man, I'm down." And down he was.
With the hook steer, you're wrong. Yeah, again on the AAA label. That's from late 1953. The one before was from about March of 1953. That's the Hook's main man, that's the Lightning Bug, giving you the bop version of the story of Chicken Little. And let me tell you, yeah, you can school a fool, but you can't make him cool, and that's what that little chicken was. Yeah, Jack, you gotta look before you book, the Hook will tell you. Yeah, but we're gonna go on now. Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, we're gonna go to the Ohio record label. Yeah, the Ohio record label. This is from 1951. And we're going to get a little retribution on this one, because we're going to do a little gospel number. These are the Elite Jewels. And they're going to sing us a beautiful number called "Lord, Look Down Upon Me." Ohio Records, 1951. The Elite Jewels.
Oh,
didn't steer you wrong. Little redemption there, little retribution. That's the Ohio label out of Cleveland, Ohio. Those were the Elite Jewels. And now another rare label. This one from October of 1955. This is the Sterling Record label. Yeah, and we know from the label that Sterling Records was located at the Park Lang Hotel, 3219 Cedar Avenue in Cleveland. Yeah, Cleveland, Ohio. And what better thing to play? These are the Coronets and a very rare rhythm and blues, The Little Boy. And you listen to this melody because the melody is from an old spiritual called the Milky White Way. These are the Coronets, the Bill Reese Quintet, and the Little Boy.
Once upon a time, not so very long ago, a mother's poor heart was filled with woe. She cried and cried with a sorrow nearly wild, for evil men had killed her only child.
I saw the angels standing around his lonely grave. They said the boy had not lost the life he gave. And I wonder if he died in vain. Lord, will it ever happen again? Sleep on, little boy.
Seven years ago, our fathers brought forth to this continent a new nation dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal, even little boys.
Yet I wonder. Sleep on.
Yeah, the Coronets, the Sterling label, and the little boy. Yeah, we're going to take you now. We're going to take you on a ride to a city that actually isn't thought of as a rhythm and blues city for labels at all. We're going up to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah, from May of 1948, the Chord label, C-H-O-R-D. Yeah, we're going to take Benny Callaway and his Four Steps of Jive. The Four Steps of Jive are Frank Ransom on the tom-toms, Eddie Johnson on drums. Benny Callaway was the bass player and the vocalist. And Minnie Whitlock played the piano. And we're going to play you some rhythm and blues from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah, we're going to do Oshkosh Bop Alosh. Yeah, that's what it says. Oshkosh Bop Alosh, Benny Callaway and his Four Steps of Jive. You got it, babe.
And when a boy loves a girl and she loves him, he wants to propose, but he just can't begin. Just say,
Bob-a-lash, hosh-wash, wet-wash.
Brother, she fall in love. And when a Jill loves a Jack, she ain't for that. He likes some slim men, she's not very fat. Just say,
Bob-a-lash, hosh-wash, wet-wash.
And brother, she'll fall in love.
Some like a language that's simple, and some like a language that's clear.
But I like my speech so gloopy, like a foamy glass of beer. So when you're making a lot of love, your gal won't act like a turtle dove. Just say, babalash, osh, gosh, wet wash, and brother, she fall in love.
It's that time again, the GM Hooker Show. One more time, the GM Hooker special this week has been rhythm and blues on labels from cities where you would not expect some rhythm and blues labels. Yeah, and we've played you St. Louis, Missouri, Cleveland, Ohio, and one from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. In the background, the Ralph Wilson Quintet from February of 1949, the lucky label, and a beautiful thing called the Radar Blues. Yeah, this is GM Hooker, your two-in-one hooker. Reminding you, baby, yeah, there are two GM Hookers in this whole wide world, and he's still both of them. Yeah, I'm reminding you to stay here on WJZ number 106.1 FM on your radio dial in the heart of downtown Havel, Massachusetts, Havel's Rhythm and Blues Radio. Yeah, WJZ, that's the place, Ace. That's where you want to be. This is GM Hooker saying bye-bye. Bye-bye.